Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News. Good afternoon to everyone around the world. Welcome back to ACC Global News. I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, I am very happy and very grateful to be with all of you here today. Now, today we feature a very amazing and inspiring guest. She is leadership development and business life coach, Anastasia Gorianina. And she is the founder of Elefanta Coaching. And for anyone in our audience today that really feel that they are not living up to their full potential, I really advise you to listen closely at the points that Anastasia will touch on today. Now, today is Thursday, the 19th of January. It is now 12:30 Eastern Time. And a quick reminder to everyone in our audience, if you did miss a portion of any of these segments, or if you basically would like to review it again, all of our shows are permanently archived on our ACC Global Media Blog Talk Radio site. Please visit us at accglobalmedia.com, our website, and you can enjoy our show at any time of the day. Now, if you are a big part of social media, we are on Facebook. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. You can actually enjoy the show from there. Or you can visit us on Twitter. Please go to twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, our guest today, Anastasia Gorianina. Let me give you really a quick background about her. Anastasia has a master's degree in political science from Baltic State University, and she holds a professional certificate in leadership potential development from the Brain Institute, and also in the female psychology from the Women's Academy. She is a founding member of the Conscious Capitalism chapter in Houston, Texas. She is also an outreach member of the International Coach Federation. And finally, she holds a professional coach certificate from Erickson Coaching International. Now, for many of us tuning in today, that again really feel at times that we are worth more than what we may have achieved. For the people that, again, that feel discouraged after years of hard work, you get no results. For people that are stressed. And again, after stress, for people that just don't feel that they're living up to their full potential in life. And may it be in business, for leadership roles, for men and also women. Or just people just really looking to feel alive, have more of a self-worth. We all know it can be really difficult to find help for really these life-altering issues or this life-altering mentality. Coach Anastasia, her life's mission is to really help people feel alive once more. Women, and also men, really feel empowered again. And she just truly strives to bring the best out of people. And she has the knowledge, the education, and most importantly, a proven track record of helping people succeed. And now to a final note to our audience, and also most importantly, our new listeners. Every guest that is featured on our show is thoroughly and carefully vetted. And we do this to assure that we feature the most qualified people in the world, and really with the most incredible and inspiring life stories, to really assist any one of our listeners with the services that they do provide. So again, if you're fortunate enough to hear one of these segments, I advise you please listen in closely and take advantage of the wealth of knowledge and experience that these wonderful people can really share with us. So to our audience today, I am very proud to introduce to you leadership development, business life coach, founder of Elefanta Coaching, Ms. Anastasia Gorianina. How are you doing today, Anastasia?
Hi, Matthew. I'm doing great. Thank you.
We're very happy to have you. Anastasia, to our audience out there that don't really know you too well, can you really explain to them who exactly is Anastasia Gorianina?
I'm a professional Erickson coach, certified by International Coach Federation. I do executive leadership, business, and life coaching. And my personal coaching practice is under the name of Elefanta Coaching.
So, to explain to everybody in our audience, just so that everyone knows, the people that we do select to come on air, most of them really have an amazing story and journey. So, Anastasia, can you very quickly share with the audience your personal journey?
Sure. I'm originally from Russia, St. Petersburg, where I worked as a personal development coach and a consultant at the Women's Academy, a training center for women. And at that time, I also had a small tourism business. 3.5 years ago, I relocated to the United States. And on my personal journey as a female entrepreneur, I encountered a lot of roadblocks and failures and learned a lot of lessons. And one of the most important lessons for me was that for a woman in business and in life in general, it is very essential to take care of yourself and stay resourceful. It is the number one priority. Success strategies such as being focused, disciplined, confident, tough are just not enough. They can bring short-term results, but in the long run, they alone are damaging to the female body, mind, and spirit. That was my first lesson. And then the second lesson was that being a woman in business, it is an advantage when you accept your nature and use your innate strengths. And I wish we could study the gender psychology in schools so we can understand ourselves better. And when I'm coach right now, a lot of female business and female executives, female business owners, I see often how it is hard for women in business to stay resourceful or truly influence in being heard. A lot of the talented women don't want to continue climbing the corporate ladder or own a business because of the burnout and health issues, because I'm tired of being tough and playing by the rules that are not sustainable for me. So I help women to overcome these challenges, and I work with a lot of women as well as with a lot of men.
Coaching is very big right now, and again, many celebrities, many politicians, many of them have coaches. Can you really explain to the audience, how do coaches help people?
Yes, sure. That's true. Coaching is such a big buzzword right now, and there is some confusion about what is coaching and how it works. And that is because there are different types of coaching conversation. Coaching has evolved from two different fields. And the first type of coaching is a skill coaching, where the coach's expertise isn't the skill, and they teach that skill to another person. This model evolved from athletic coaching, where the coach is someone who has extensive experience in that skill, let's say baseball or swimming, and then coaches another person how to improve that skill. And this model is based on teaching and offering advice, tips, and strategies. And the second style of coaching is clarity coaching, where the coach's expertise in the clarity is in the clarity process, and they facilitate the other person in accessing their own answers. And this is the kind of coaching that professional coaches do, and this is what International Coach Federation certifies for. You have to go through extensive learning and training process before being able to help people create clarity in their minds and discover solutions for themselves. And clarity coaching has proven to be effective, very effective in changing behavior that stick. When people arrive on its own, it's already their behavior. And as a certified professional coach, I do clarity coaching, and I help people to be more effective in business and life and facilitate really meaningful changes.
So when did you start Elefanta Coaching?
I started Elefanta Coaching 2 years ago when I decided to continue supporting people in creating amazing results in life and live up to their full potential. After relocating to the United States because of the family reasons, I took a small break to see what I want to do here. And it took me about a year to understand that I cannot help but continue coaching people. It's such a great feeling when you help another person connect to their higher self and see greater possibilities for themselves. This is very rewarding.
Yes. And I know many people tuning in today and they hear the name Elefanta, they're like, oh, wow, Elefanta, what does that mean? Well, what does the name Elefanta really signify to you?
Yes, word elephant means good luck, strong and clear mind, transformation, spiritual growth. And it represents the power that lies within each human being when one rises above the chaotic mind. An elephant with an A at the end refers to the female approach to business and coaching people, which entails a high level of intuition and genuine support.
And I know many people tuning in are maybe thinking, well, can she help me? Or someone else thinking, can she help me? Who is your client base?
My clients are people from different walks of life. These are the executives and business owners who want to be more effective at their roles and produce greater impact on their part of the business. These are the professionals who want to excel at their careers. And these are just people who want to create better clarity in their lives and see where to move next, what's next for me there.
And I know many men are thinking, you know, they hear you speak about women, but Anastasia actually works with men as well. So what I would like to know, is it really different working with men and women?
Coaching process is the same for everybody, but sometimes the nature of challenges that men and women experience, they're different. For example, men mostly work on strategies and how to be better leaders, better managers, how just be better and get the results faster. And this is where coaching can help. And women mostly work on overcoming stress and finding inspiration, creating clarity around different politics and different navigating the business environment and how to communicate effectively. But coaching is for everyone, no matter of the gender, and everyone can benefit from coaching to some extent. But the most value people get from coaching when they experience a real need for change, it is either the dissatisfaction with the current situation or a new challenge where all behaviors or approaches do not work. And I usually offer a free strategy session to identify these challenges and see if coaching is the right approach now.
And I know many people that are tuning in, again, maybe people at home, maybe a mother that's really looking to take a life to another level, or maybe even an executive looking to really get up higher in his company. But how would you actually help these clients out? What are the services that you actually provide?
I have a wide range of services that I provide. I provide leadership coaching for executives and managers. This kind of coaching helps enhance the performance, develop required skills, as well as better deal with the challenges of everyday working environment. I'd also offer career coaching that supports people going through transitions. And in my business coaching, I help business owners better understand the current situation and strategize about the business development. And, of course, I work with different kinds of individuals on the individual goals and facilitating the desired life changes.
So let's say I'm listening to you and I'm ready to work with you. How exactly would you hold this session? How would it work?
First, we would schedule a strategy session to see what challenges you face today and see if coaching would be the right approach for you now, or maybe you would need consulting or counseling. And then once we see that, yes, coaching is the right, has the right timing for you right now, then we would schedule the sessions. And I prefer working with the clients in person, face-to-face, though I have a lot of international clients and I hold sessions via Skype or online WebEx platform. And each session is up to 1 hour, and it's really hard to do more than 1 hour of pure coaching because of highly focused conversation.
Yes.
And sometimes company sponsors coaching for their key people, a team of managers that they want to really improve. And then in this case, to schedule the coaching sessions, it would involve a lot of meetings with the managers to align the coaching outcomes with the business goals. My approach to structure the coaching engagement changes depending on the situation, who approaches me. But my style of coaching is always the same, whether it's in executive coaching or life coaching.
So, I mean, Anastasia, straight up and down, if you could really share with the audience, what are the biggest issues really facing people in leadership and business today?
The biggest challenge today is actually, as usual, for people to adopt to change. But today's world is very fast-paced, even faster than like 20, 50 years ago, 100 years ago. So the world is changing very fast, and we need to adopt to change. And when the external change happens, it requires always the internal change, whether it's this career transition or a new role or it's a new market condition. It always requires internal change. And internal change means changing in the thinking patterns and changing the approaches, testing new approaches, testing new behaviors. And this is when coaching can really help to identify those new approaches that you need to take and then practice them. It's a very practical tool. And also, because the world is still very fast-paced and a lot of things are going on and we need to adopt to this change, it's very stressful. And identifying the priorities, keeping the life-work balance is also a big challenge for people.
And do you have an idea of how soon people can expect to get some results once they start working with you?
The results, usually each session produces a result, something that you can take and already change the life today. Within 1 hour conversation, you already produce a change. But depending on your goal, how big it is, how big is the situation, it might require 5 coaching sessions, or it might require a full year of coaching. Every case is very different.
And to everybody really tuning in, and I know there are many of us out there that are going through this, that are really trying to get to that next level. The first step is actually getting help, and it's really reaching out. And as she just explained, really within the first few sessions, you will start seeing results. Anastasia, and what is the mission of Elefanta Coaching?
A mission of Elefanta Coaching is to help people feel alive and empowered in today's fast-paced and stressful world. It's really stepping into your creative state and your resourcefulness, overcoming all the roadblocks internally and externally, and being empowered to live the life that you desire.
So, and what do you want people really, let's say people in the audience or people that work with you, what do you want them to really take away from your work?
I hope people will become more in touch with themselves and also learn the coaching approach to thinking that they can use on their own in their life.
Now, as everyone does know out there, and you as well, Anastasia, there are many other coaches and counselors out there. In your opinion, what do you feel really sets you apart from the others offering similar services to you?
It is true that there are a lot of professional and certified coaches on the market. What sets me apart is my personality, my approach, and life experience. I deeply care about each person I work with. I'm very empathetic, which means I easily read the other person's emotional state and experience the same that she or he experiences at this moment. And this ability allows me to be a mirror to your client to help him or her to see the truth about themselves or the situation. And I personally gone myself through personal transformations, major life changes. And I've been a woman entrepreneur all my life. And I can relate to many people who have big goals and at the same time understand the importance of self-growth and self-improvement. And because I'm certified in the female psychology, I can also help a lot of women to understand themselves better and form new strategies in life that's ecological and support women from within.
And I actually think it's a wonderful thing that you are choosing to really dedicate your life to helping others. And again, I definitely look up to you for that. So you've accomplished so much. You have an extensive amount of education. Can you really share with the audience, what do you have planned for the future?
I plan to continue coaching, that's for sure. I tried to to step from away from this path, but then I just couldn't help but continue coaching. And I plan that in the future I will still do coaching, and I plan to work with more executives who lead big changes in the companies, because supporting people who really influence others, this is a big mission. And I'm also preparing different courses for managers on how to use coaching approach when managing their own people in their companies, in their families, because it's something that everyone must know to some extent to be able to create good culture in the company, good atmosphere at home.
And that's a note, especially for small business owners.
I'm sorry
to cut you off. No, I was just letting the audience know, everyone that is a business owner, a small business owner in the audience that's really starting to hire employees and looking to get some type of structure, maybe family members and things of that nature, you can help them.
Coaching, I coach business owners, and plus I can teach some coaching approach, how to talk to people, how to motivate others and engage.
Yes. So I definitely hear the passion every time you do speak about the different issues that you are looking to assist people with. What is the biggest satisfaction you get from your work and really helping other people succeed?
As coaches, we say that coaching is the most rewarding profession, emotionally rewarding profession. There's so many benefits that coaching produces for people, and it's very enjoyable for a coach. And one of my favorite part is seeing a client experiencing insight or aha moment. And this aha moment is a shift in the brain that changes the perspective on a situation. And when insight happens, the brain releases a lot of energy that was blocked before. And this person who experiences the insight or this aha moment immediately feels energized, free, and happy. And when you are around a free and happy and energized person, you experience the same. And
yeah.
I really enjoy facilitating this insight within my clients.
So who or what is your biggest influence in life?
My first big influence in life was a book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. And then after that, I read a lot of great books and met a lot of great people and teachers. But there is one person that I still continue listening to and admire. It's the founder of the Women's Academy in Russia, where I used to work before. And she radiates so much positive energy and shares such a great wisdom with the world that helps people to be happy and be creators of their life. So I continue following her and share the same with people around me.
And that's a wonderful thing. What I would like to know, for the people out there that do want to work with you or would like to get more information about you, where can the people find out more information about your work?
You can go to my website, www.elefantacoaching.com, or reach out to me at the number 713-590-0860.
And to everyone in the audience, again, that's 713-590, actually 713-569-0860.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, it is correct.
Okay, and repeat your website one more time, please.
It's www.elefantacoaching.com.
Okay, and to everyone in the audience out there, please visit her at elefantacoaching.com. We have about under a minute left, Anastasia. Do you have any parting words for our audience today?
I would like to say, everybody, that there's always something more to explore in life. Any goal, any desire that you have, it's yours, and you have everything within you, all resources, all knowledge that can bring you there. And you can read books, you can talk to coaches, but just believe in yourself. This is the most important.
And it's funny that you do bring that up, because really believing in yourself, don't you agree it's the biggest issue that most people have?
Yes, we tend to doubt our abilities and our worth a lot. But we grow. When we overcome the challenges, we grow. And we keep on. And the more challenges we have, the more strength we generate. And even we stop believing in ourselves and then start again believing, our belief in ourselves is greater and stronger.
Yes. And again, I really love her inspiring words. And again, to everybody in the audience that enjoyed what you did here today, and again, that's really inspired, please visit her at elefantacoaching.com. And we're just about out of time today. But again, Anastasia, it was an absolute honor having you on with us today. I thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Matthew.
And to our audience, please visit us at accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times. And I thank you very much for joining us today, this afternoon. And to everyone out there, you have a wonderful day, and to you as well, Anastasia.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.